Members of the Hames Task Force had come prepared with user statistics for Hames and at least one concrete idea for funding the center, a 1% sales tax increase in the winter. It would require a special election, but even with a drop in municipal tax revenues next year, it would still cover the $200,000 needed to operate Hames, plus provide another $200,000 for maintenance. The proposal, if passed, would put Sitka's sales tax at 6% year-round. But somehow, those numbers never came into play. The discussion, as it often has in the past, instead focused on the role of a wellness center in the community. Earlier in the evening, the Assembly heard a lively presentation from Kettleson Library. Hames Task Force member Grace Brooks saw a connection.
I think of Hames as essential as the library. I know not everyone uses it, but I don't want to be in a community that doesn't have a recreation center, and I don't want to be in a community that doesn't have a library.
Task Force member John Stein saw a parallel with another city building.
I guess I compared it a little bit to the Centennial Building here, and I guess you could argue that probably everybody in town uses the Centennial Building, but Hames PE, I think, comparatively brings in a lot more revenue for its use from its direct customers.
The task force provided detailed user statistics for Hames, 2,500 users per week. The library, which has among the highest patronage per capita in the state, earlier in the evening reported a little better figure, 3,200 users per week. Since the city began renting Hames in October of 2007, the school district has relocated many community schools' activities there. Community Schools Director Kurt Ledford ran off a long list of programs at the facility, everything from City League basketball and volleyball to water safety training and karate. Assemblymember Reber Stein asked Ledford to describe the situation at community schools if Hames were closed at the end of October.
Do we have existing capacity to absorb all of those uses without Hames?
No. We had a meeting last week of groups that use Hames and what would happen. And really what it would boil down to, it would be a pretty much of a disaster for the schools and for community schools. And what we came to, and I certainly don't like to say this, and it might get lynched or whatever, but we might have to sacrifice the adult sports in the community, or have community league basketball starting at 9 o'clock or 9:30. In the school buildings, the schools come first.
At this point in the discussion, it became clear that some on the Assembly were not ready to move on the Hames issue after a proposed ballot question ordinance was defeated last month. Assemblymember Nancy Cavanaugh remained opposed to the city's continued operation of the center.
Wellness is not a building. This building is not necessarily meeting the needs. It doesn't have an elevator. It doesn't have support for elders. If you want to design a building for wellness, then look at starting from scratch and look at seeing what creative ways that you can get revenue for building a building that you really want and can afford to build and that you can really meet the needs of the community. This is a salvage building. We're going to look at repairing a building that we lease? This is ridiculous.
Assemblymember Cheryl Westover charged her colleagues with scuttling the ballot question to preserve the center against the best interests of the public.
What you did was you took away their right to say no, because that's why it was taken off the table at this table, because you were afraid the voters were going to vote no, and they probably damn well would have. But you didn't give them a chance to do it, and they're angry out there, and all you're doing is ruining even sympathetic people's feelings about a recreation center.
Later in the 45-minute discussion, both Westover and Cavanaugh adopted a more moderate tone, but stood by their position that the community could be more economically and affordably served by closing Hames and expanding recreational hours and opportunities for the public in the school system. That position was balanced by other assembly members who saw opportunity in Hames. Phyllis Hackett referred to the unexpected recommendation of an independent and expensive engineering assessment.
Hey, this building is better than any of us thought it was. It's cheaper and better value for us to take this building as it is than it is to build another building where we have to find the land.
Reber Stein saw the city's participation in Hames as critical to the redevelopment of the Sheldon Jackson campus, especially after a promising visit last month by the University of Dubuque.
If a new tenant bringing in millions of dollars of support, hundreds of jobs, and so on is contingent on us doing something with Hames, I think we need to look closely at that. Our attention should be towards the future of that campus.
Jack Osment was philosophical about the quality of life afforded by a community center.
I see it as a need for the community. I don't see it as an economic problem necessarily. I mean, we live in a society and not just in an economy.
Larry Cruz, on the other hand, turned an old argument around to suggest that Sitka might be asking too much by keeping Hames open.
A lot of times we compare ourselves to other communities when it's to our benefit to say, we need this and look at the other community. I'll look at Juneau. There's, 20, 30,000 people? They have one pool.
The agenda item was a discussion. There was no official action. Mayor McAdams recognized that the assembly covered some familiar positions both for and against Hames. He made a direct appeal to the television and radio audience to approach assembly members with new ideas for the project. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.